This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, December 20, 2016. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, huddled around a small circuit board, the class of a half dozen Collins Middle School students in Salem soldered wires that will power lights simulating day and night conditions on Earth. The lights will eventually shine over tadpoles experiencing a near-zero gravity environment on the International Space Station. The class, part of the school's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics offerings, has partnered with Talbot Middle School in Fall River and Texas A&M University to send frog embryos to the space station midway through 2017. The students' work assumes a lot, according to Dustin Luca in the Salem News. Most importantly, that their experiment will survive crushing gravitational forces inflicted during the SpaceX rocket's liftoff this June. But for the group, considering the effects of earthquake-level rattling and theorizing how Earth-born life forms would grow without gravity, is just normal classwork. The project is an experiment with real-world applications. Scientific studies have now begun to look at how successful pregnancy and fetal development would be outside of Earth's atmosphere. This experiment digs into that question as the students will monitor the tadpole's development in space. Collins Middle School teacher and STEM specialist Matthew Weaver is quoted as saying, "The students want to see the development of tadpole embryos in microgravity for 30 days. We'll have two experiments. We're going to be the ground test team." The city of Salem will be purchasing a parcel of land on Derby Street after all. Bill Newell has that story.
The Witch City will have its waterfront park. In a story in today's edition of the Salem News, Dustin Luca writes, city councilors, amid sharp debate, voted 8-3 Monday night to buy a half-acre lot of empty space at 289 Derby Street, known informally as the Carnival Lot due to its Halloween season activity as a pop-up carnival. The purchase price, $1.4 million. After more than 2 hours of back-and-forth discussion with public comments, both for and against, the final tally became evident when Councilor-at-Large Jerry Ryan, who stayed relatively quiet throughout the evening, finally spoke. Ryan described growing up in Salem and working to maintain city parks, a comment that came moments after others lashed the city for not keeping current parks up to snuff. He trashed an earlier proposal to use Community Preservation Act cash for the purchase, saying that it was the wrong way to pay for it, in part because it would tie the land up under an open space deed restriction. But taking the land via eminent domain without those restrictions, Ryan was a fan of that project. Quote, "I'm going to vote for this because there's no restriction down the road. If this doesn't work, the city can sell it," he said. As for the councilors themselves, Steve Lovely in Ward 3 and at-large councilor Elaine Milo and Arthur Sargent maintained their opposition to the proposal. But with Ryan's support clear, it paved the way for the 8 votes needed to pass. Quote, we know it'll cost $2 million to purchase and design the area, Milo said. We know we'll lose future tax revenue from the property, and we know whatever we build there is going to require maintenance, and it's going to take resources away from the current parks and fields that we have. And it will consequently affect the tax rate in the future, she said. Lovely volleyed questions at Mayor Kim Driscoll earlier in the meeting over the possibility that a $750,000 to $1 million grant from the state to build the park may not come through due to feared state budget cuts. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports, North Shore Today. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, some of Swampscott's toughest residents will kick off the new year in a unique way by plunging themselves into freezing water at Fisherman's Beach. The Swampscott Yacht Club will host the 11th annual Polar Bear Plunge on January 1 at 11 a.m. Hundreds of participants are expected to dash into the water with proceeds benefiting two local charities. Marianne McDermott, an organizer of the plunge, is quoted as saying, "It's just fun and crazy." McDermott plans to take the plunge. Personally, she said she's a get-in and get-out-of-the-water type person, but some people dive and then go in again. She said there's no specific strategy, but participants should avoid wearing lots of clothing when submerging themselves. The Polar Bear Plunge has raised more than $90,000 for local charities since its inception. Last year, the event raised $10,000. Pre-registration runs through December 28th. On New Year's Day, registration begins at 10:15 a.m. at the Fish House, 425 Humphrey Street. Complimentary hot beverages will be available, and T-shirts will be given to pre-registered participants. The encouraged minimum donation is $30. Registration materials are available at swampscottyachtclub.org and in the office of all Swampscott schools. Anyone who doesn't want to get wet can make a donation by mailing a check to the SYC Fund at the Swampscott Yacht Club at P.O. Box Swampscott, Mass. 01907 with Polar Plunge in the memo line. And Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that more than 120 Gloucester City workers are in line for a 2% cost of living pay hike after ratifying labor contracts that had expired July 1. The agreements between the city and its rank-and-file public works employees and administrative, clerical, and library staffers differ greatly from those with the city's managers. The latest agreements encompassed 82 members of the Asks Me, a bargaining unit, DPW workers, school custodians, and an assistant shellfish constable under the National Association of Federal, State, County, and Municipal Employees, and 42 clerical workers under the city's Asks Me B unit, City Human Resources Director Donna Leeds told Ray Lamont on Monday. Those terms call for a 2% cost of living raise retroactively covering the period from July 1 of this year through July 1, 2017, according to Chief Administrative Officer James Destino. The agreements, which will require City Council funding transfers of more than $80,000 and $46,000 respectively, do not extend beyond the current fiscal year because the city is still awaiting results of a job classification and compensation study. That study, commissioned by the city last winter at a cost of $20,000, is being carried out by the Edward Collins Center for Public Management at the University of Massachusetts Boston, with a report due in the coming months. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.